could be a while.
Unfocused. Should I extend that a little bit more? Was that not long enough?
I don't know.
I should extend it a little bit more. I'll keep it in mind next time. Welcome to Unfocused episode 255. I'm AJ.
No, you're not.
Are you sure, though?
You fucking threw me
if
off.
If you don't have visual, you don't know.
First off, you didn't say the full name either. That threw me off even more. But I'm T.
All right, and here we are. We're starting. But yeah, welcome to the podcast, you guys. We're on episode 255, which is the Torchic episode, and that's the chick Pokemon. They didn't try
I was going to be like the flaming chick. Also, for the barbecue chicken.
I think the flaming chick implies something totally different.
Right.
But huh. I feel you. But yeah, you know, we're, as always, live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
That's right.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can check us out there as well.
You might be watching us there right now, in which case you should go ahead and like and subscribe.
Please.
And all that good stuff.
All right. And then lastly, yeah, like and subscribe. That's lastly right
and
there.
And leave comments, yeah.
All right. That being said, let's get us started with the main part of the beginning of the show, the Unfocused Weeks.
That's right. Also, if you're watching live on Twitch right now, you can always subscribe to the channel now, too.
Yeah, it would really help us out. We're on a roll right now, so keep it going.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess to go alongside with that, actually, the affiliate thing is official now. So now, like I said, you can literally subscribe to the channel. You can leave bits and stuff like that now here on Twitch.
Yeah, we're flexible now.
Also, for our Focus Weeks, what did I do? You know?
I think you did a lot of shit, bro.
Did a lot of nothing, really. No, yeah, I did a lot of shit.
You fixed my Cuphead hat.
Yeah, that took like a minute. Literally.
Literally, it did take a minute.
I've been learning how to make masks.
Oh, shit!
It's not done yet, but it's going to be done soon.
Yeah. At this point, it's more of a style thing.
Yeah, for sure. And then I made, what else? I sewed some other shit. I've been sewing a lot. Still trying to learn how to crochet. Of course, playing that Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Been playing a lot of that. And then checking out that new Hamaru.
Right. If anyone doesn't know, there's a new character released on the Soul Calibur 6 this week. Yeah. And is it actually a character from Samurai Showdown? So people have been expecting this for a long time.
Yeah, and he's actually pretty good. I'm not mad at him. He's at most new characters like Leroy or something. He's not broken. He looks like he is broken, but he's actually not. He doesn't do like a lot of damage.
He's fightable. He doesn't do anything too crazy. He doesn't have any hard to hit moves and shit like that.
But he seems pretty good and well balanced and everything, I would say. I wasn't playing him, but I was playing a lot of people that were using him. So that's cool to see him around. Oh, one thing I did like though is that we now have the Nakaruru outfit. So I definitely, leveled up Tollum into that shit. And they even have, as an extra item, the bird. What's the bird's name? Mamaha?
Oh, yeah, Mamaha. That's right.
Yeah. And I have the bird floating, like, way above her head, like, in the air. It's just like a statue, like, it's like this with his wings all out like that. And the first time I made it, it was kind of small. I just left them, like, neutral. I'm like, nah, he looks too small. So I went into the editing features, and I fucking made him bigger, so he looks more fucking menacing now.
That fool does look menacing.
Yeah, so I did that. That's only on PC that I was able to do that, though, because we don't have like season pass on the PlayStation or anything like that. But yeah.
All right.
And then I've been watching, of course, that Doug. Continue watching that. A lot of Splatoon. We did, Salmon Run. Yeah, we did a lot of Salmon Run. I've been playing, too, like in just different ranked matches when I can. And good times. I haven't ranked up or ranked down anything yet, which is cool.
Oh, nice.
That's always good to do or not do. I downloaded, but I haven't played it yet, ARMS.
I've been hearing about it.
Yeah, because it's free to download right now. So I downloaded it. I just haven't opened it at all yet.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine has been telling me about how he also downloaded the new Phantasy Star Online, which is it's free at the moment. But
yes.
I think they're going to start charging for it soon.
Probably. It's a beta right now.
Oh, is that what it is? It's beta testing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then I think that's pretty much all I've been. Oh, DDR, of course. Been playing more DDR. I don't remember anything else I've done.
So that's a good deal. That's a good week so far. If you think of anything else, let me know.
Of course.
But as for me, I saw that movie Good Time on Netflix. It's Robert Pattinson.
Was it a good time?
It was, actually.
Ah.
Not for the characters in the movie, but for me, it was really good. Robert Pattinson was in it, the future Batman, you know?
Mm.
And I just kind of wanted to get more of an idea of his acting premise. Like, I already know from The Lighthouse, but I wanted to see what else he could do in, like, a more action-packed movie. So, yeah, it was pretty dope. Check that out. Also, I've been playing the game Undertale. It's an RPG game, more modern, but it's definitely very aware of itself. It has
That's cool.
You know what I mean? It feels like the Earthbound game a little bit, but it feels more like it's meta. It's very meta in the way that, like, they let you get around fighting if you want. Like, you have an option. You can fight your enemy or you can talk to them. And, like, certain enemies, you can talk to them. And then, like for example, if your enemy's a dog, you can either pet them or you can, like,
fight them,
blow a whistle to, like, freak them out, you know, or you can, you can offer them some food, or you can just fight, you know, fight them and attack them. And, you know, if you fight them and you defeat them, you get points, experience points, and you get a little bit of gold. If you talk to them and be cool with them and then, like, let them go, like, you know, stop them from attacking you, basically.
Right.
Then they give you more gold, but no fighting experience.
Mm.
So there's a different way. They make it very clear from the beginning. It's different ways to play the game.
Yeah.
Also, I did this one thing where I killed a character where I thought they were bad, and they weren't bad. They were good, and they revealed it to you at the end. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's okay. I saved the game right before, so I'm going to restart it and, like, let that character live, because I bet they're going to be helpful, you know?
Yeah, Steven in chat said you shouldn't be killing them.
Yeah, sometimes they got to die, bro. I need the experience. But anyway, so this main character, I went back and let them live, and when I logged back into the game immediately after quitting, it was like, oh, yeah, like, you feel like you saw a ghost. And I was like, what? And the character was like, oh, yeah, I feel like we're, like we've been here before. And, you know, after it was really weird. Like, and then after I beat them, like, the enemy afterwards was like, yeah, you know, I know you let that guy go. You spared him. But I know the truth. You actually killed them, and you felt bad about it. And you started over again, didn't you? And I was like, oh, so the game's really meta. Like, they're letting you know, like, you can fuck with it, but it's going to fuck back. You know?
That's funny.
It's really cool. It has very classic RPG feels, even graphics, and very cool RPG music in the background. It's funny, Steve said, you're not supposed to be killing them, because my girlfriend was, like, waning me away from killing them.
Yeah.
She's watched me play. But, you know, sometimes that backfires. That fucks you up. Like, you know, you can't always let them live. Sometimes you got to destroy them.
I feel like it's one of those games where, like, there's different paths, and you can go the path of not killing anything, and you'll get, like, a different end result. Or you can go the other way. And, like, so, like, I think it's, like, one of those type of games.
Well, for me, for now, I've found my path. I'm going to do minimal killing. I'm going to kill some things because, I don't know, I might need attack power at some point. I don't know how real it's going to get.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's people out there that have not killed anything and still pass it, so I'm pretty sure it's possible.
Fuck those people.
Especially they give you the option to not kill something.
They do. I just found myself in some pretty shitty situations because people are still attacking you even when you're trying to, like, talk to them and stuff, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, you can get killed that way too. So, you know, it's a give and take. But yeah, it's a fun game. I like it a lot. I want to keep playing it. I'm definitely going to keep playing it. V for Vendetta, I've been reading that comic. I was reading it last week. Now I'm almost done with it. I got like a quarter left of the book. Very heavy, very dense, very sad, very depressing. Very interesting book to be reading in the times of us being quarantined and stuff, because they talk about government control and shit like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the same, but it's very interesting parallels, you know?
But it's close.
It's close. It's there. I've also been, me and my girlfriend and her brother have a little tsunami block we do every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
We have like few episodes of animes lined up. For example, we watched Naruto Shippuden, Gundam Wing, Madoka Magica, and what's the other one? Maiden Abyss. So we just got like a block of anime we watch. But you know, her brother showed me a new one. It's an anime called ACCA, Aka, and I'd never seen it before. And it seems like it's about embezzlement and company cheating and shit like that. And I was like, surprisingly, it's interesting, and I was into it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, why do I like this? This is so, it seems so boring on paper. Like, the guy's an auditor. So he audits the companies that they fuck up, and he's real cool, real relaxed, and he looks like he's lazy and shit, but like, he's super on it and shit. Like, he pays attention to everything.
Yeah.
Really weird show, but I'm liking it. It's on Netflix. No, it's not Netflix. It's on Crunchyroll.
Mm.
But yeah, so I do recommend it. I'm going to watch more of it first to highly recommend it, but it's a good start. Very interesting first episode. Lastly, the other thing I've been checking out, as AJ mentioned, I've been playing a little bit of Splatoon. Definitely some Soul Calibur.
Oh, Smash.
Oh, yeah, we played a little Smash yesterday. I want to play more of that, too. I think I'll probably just bias the new characters. I don't care. Because I want to learn how to use them. I want to play with them a little bit. You know, I don't know what we're...
Season pass.
Yeah, because I don't know what we're up against. You know, I've seen some stuff online. Like, some characters look cool. Some of them look lame. But, yeah, you know, I think I'm definitely going to start focusing a little bit more on Smash as well.
If you stop at a store, try to pick up one of those Nintendo cards to use one of those.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll do that next time I go to the store. Probably in a week or so.
Oh yeah, actually, I was playing online because me and Steven and Chris, I think this is the three of us were playing the other night. And you know, Steven's been trying to get good and all that. He's been using Toon Link.
Also, Steve, I know you're around. If you want to play after this, I'll be down. Oh, he's playing Toon Link, huh?
Yeah,
that's a good character.
And Toon Link's like the only one of the only characters, or Link in general, is like one of the only characters I have an idea of how to play him because we fucking trained Danny.
Train the shit out of Danny,
right? So I was telling Steven all the ways we trained Danny. And so I was telling him the same shit. Like, pull out a bomb. Yep. Bomb. Where's the bomb?
Hey, man. I know Danny never got as far as he wanted to in Smash. But the fact that he was keeping up with some people when playing at tournaments with Link. I'm like, we trained the fuck out of him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, he was really fucking good with Link considering that's a low-tier character.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, Danny.
But yeah, because of that, I was able to fucking teach Steven some shit, which is pretty cool. I was like, I feel like I actually... like telling him some useful shit because I actually understand this character. Unlike other characters, like, yeah, I don't know. Try that, I guess.
Yeah. I know how you feel, man. There's some characters I just wing them. I have no idea like how they play. But this looks like a fast move. I would use this move. Like, you know, that type of shit. Oh, man, I can help you out a little, Steve, because I play Young Link, which is different than Toon Link. But, you know, maybe we can help each other out. Lastly,
I'm not sure what the difference is between the two.
There's more floatiness in Young Link in Toon Link, and there's more long range in Toon Link.
Because like I know Young Link's his bombs are a lot different than like Link's was back in Melee.
Yes,
and so I feel like Toon Link might be more like Melee Link.
Maybe that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yeah,
because they had to have someone to fill the Melee Link place.
Yeah.
But he is more floaty than Toon Link than Young Link or Link. So that's the only major difference I'd say. I guess.
Okay.
But anyway, last thing I want to mention, Castlevania. I've been watching it. I have like 3 or 4 episodes left. It's really fucking good. It's really fucking good. I highly recommend it. There is a weird moment in the season 3 I mentioned to you earlier, AJ, where the character is falling down something called the Infinite Corridor. I believe this is episode 6. And this Infinite Corridor is basically a multiverse thing. Like you're falling through different universes. And as he's looking around, falling through, he sees all these universes.
Mm-hmm.
I swear one of them looked like a Metal Gear Solid shit. One of them looked like X-Men shit. Other ones I'm very confused about. AJ made a very good point. It's most likely some Capcom things.
Yeah, because Castlevania is Capcom.
Castlevania is Capcom.
So if you're noticing shit, it might be Capcom shit. Which the Metal Gear Solid shit won't make sense then because that's Konami.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think they're limited to it because this guy's also doing the Zelda thing. And I think he said he wanted to link it. To
Link
all the shit.
Man,
I didn't even know what I did there. but yeah, I don't know. If anyone knows any idea about the references in episode 6 of Castlevania that he sees in the Infinite Corridors, let me know. I could be wrong about the Metal Gear Solid thing, but I saw a big ass metal thing walking. It looked like a Metal Gear. But yeah, help me out. Let me know. We'd love it. If you want to email us, like email us and listen. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But yeah, that's mainly RM Focus Weeks. We're going to get into the main part in a bit, but don't forget. You can also follow us at Twitter at @imfocus28.
Oh, Castlevania is Konami, not Capcom, for reals?
Oh, Devil May Cry is Capcom.
I know that. I thought they were connected, though.
Oh, there you go. He's linking things from whatever he wants, basically.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's an X-Men reference in there, too.
Okay, well, in that case, then, if you saw fucking Metal Gear shit, then that makes sense, then, that you saw Metal Gear shit.
I feel like it was a Metal Gear, but I could be wrong. Anyone who knows what the references are in the Infinite Corridor, feel free to email us. And you can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
Also, follow us on Twitter at unfocus28.
You can let us know shit through Twitter, too, unfocus28.
Yeah, we've been more active on there. So, yeah, talk to us. Also, Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. We're also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, like, comment. Tell your friends about us.
This
is the best time to do it. Please help us out.
You know what? You've been... doing shit on just pulled up my phone hold on you've been
Twitter?
Doing shit yeah you've been doing stuff on Twitter
yeah
I wonder if there's been any replies.
There's been a couple and not many.
Oh, okay.
But I've definitely been trying to put more stuff out, so our Twitter's not barren. Check it out, guys. We talk some stuff. Side news on there as well too. Someone said there might have been a Silent Hill reference in there. I'm gonna look into that later. All right, with that being said,
you want
to see if
no nah, nothing there.
All right, that being said, there was one thing on Twitter that I got a response to. I asked fans and people that are listening to us, what's a good RPG to play during quarantine? And I would believe Tex Gator was the one who was nice enough to give us a little advice.
Oh, for us.
Yeah. Wow, man. I got to figure out which games he told us about again. But Tex Gator gave us some advice. One was old. I asked for one old school, one modern. You guys can also respond to that. Please do, you know, on any of our accounts. And I'll tell you what Tech Skater said later.
If you're on YouTube, drop a comment down below. If you're in chat, or didn't do it in chat.
Yeah, or chat, all that. All that. You can do it right now in chat if you're watching live.
Yeah, all right. News? Let's... Oh, you know one thing? Okay, now I'll talk about it for the end.
Wait, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Two things.
All right.
So I asked one thing that was, I asked Tech Skater what he thought we should play for classic games. And he said Super Mario World for SNES and Borderlands. So there's some advice for you guys and some advice for us. Maybe some things I might
try
out.
Maybe I should go into Mario World again, Super NES.
Yeah, I'd also want to do that.
That's a game I haven't beaten in a long time.
Yeah. Other thing, one last thing I wanted to correct. Last week, I kind of messed it up as far as the Digimon watch order. So here is the Digimon watch order that's official, thanks to Chibi Wags. Thank you for your help. So technically, this is the order that you should be watching them in for the story timeline. The new Digimon Adventure movie, which is not out yet, that's technically going to be the beginning of your watch order. It's going to be a reboot of the original Digidestin 8, and it's going to connect to the new stuff. Next one, Digimon the movie, back in the day from the 90s or early 2000s. That's the next one to check out. Digimon Adventure 2. That's after that. Digimon the movie 2.
Damn.
That's the next one after that. Then the TV series Digimon Try. And then finally, Digimon Kizuna Evolution, which is the grand finale to the whole Digimon world. All right, guys.
Damn.
That being said, we're going to jump into the news.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
What? Oh, shit.
All right.
So right now, Kay in chat said maybe not support Borderlands right now because their main company, they really screwed over their employees by backpedaling on giving them royalties for the game. So they've been fucking up in-house there.
All right. Thank you, Kay, for that information. He was saying, yeah, so fuck Borderlands. Never mind. Super Mario RPG SNES. Other things to try. Oh, yeah. So this is kind of some fun information for quarantine. HBO will be making a lot of content for free on April 3rd. It's rare for HBO to put out their content for free because they are known for having quality stuff.
Yeah, they don't like
and they don't
shit out for free at all.
Never like to let that shit go.
I've never seen HBO shit until I was old enough to afford it.
Hey, dude, real shit. Me too. Until we were old enough to get HBO, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever yeah. it was.
That's
also,
so
like,
true.
I never really wanted to pay that extra money on my cable bill either. So that's the only other thing too. Is like I never wanted to do it on cable. I've only done it streaming wise.
Same here, because I wouldn't have done it cable. It was too much of a chunk.
It was too much of a hassle, and then like you get charged all this money. It's like, am I really watching it though?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even though I have the streaming service, I don't watch it all the time. So if I was paying what it costs to have it for cable, I feel like I'd be getting fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that being said, HBO's making a few things free to watch on streaming right now. So if you want to test them and see if you want to get them, these are some of the shows that are available. Ballers, all 5 seasons. Barry,
nice.
Both seasons.
I want to see Ballers.
It's supposed to be pretty good. Barry's supposed to be really good, too. There's 2 seasons out.
Nah, fuck him.
Silicon Valley.
I want to finish that last season.
All 6 seasons are available for free.
I haven't seen the last one yet.
I haven't either, actually. I need to watch the last one. True Blood, all 7 seasons. The Sopranos, all 7 seasons. Veep, all 7 seasons. And The Wire, all 5 seasons. I can give a personal stamp for The Wire. That's a great show. So I highly recommend you guys check that out. For documentaries and docuseries, The Apollo, McMillions, which is pretty popular right now. You guys might want to check it out. It's like a documentary about McDonald's and their whole Monopoly thing they had going on.
Like the actual game?
Yeah, because, you know, they were screwing people over on that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
Dude, there's a reason you never see anybody win shit. Apparently only...
Yeah.
Well, if you want, check out the documentary. They talk about it. I'm not going to go into it. It's a really good one.
It's gaming related. It's a game. Yeah.
It was gaming, actually. We'll talk. You know what? I'll talk about it later, maybe. United Skates. And lastly, United Skates.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that wrong for a second.
And lastly, Jane Fonda in 5X. So there's just a few things that are there. As far as movies go that are actually kind of popular, Arthur is there. Crazy Stupid Love is there. Empire of the Sun. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And The Unknown. All these are for free. There's more, too. I'm not going to name them all. I'm not going to sit here and name them all.
Damn.
But there's more. You guys should check it out.
Got to fill time today, too. We don't got a lot of news.
Okay. Well, there's a few more. My Dog Skip, Pan, Midnight Special, Lego Movie 2, the second part. And then Isn't It Romantic? So there's a lot of popular movies that are going to be available. So keep in mind those. If you're quarantining, which you should be, motherfuckers, then you check that shit out. It's fun. HBO is giving you free shit. That's rare. Starts tomorrow.
Free shit's always fun. All right. In other news. So with the whole... Oh, by the way, I'm not crocheting right now. I do have a crochet needle in my hand, yes, but I'm not crocheting. Holy shit, we got a sub. Our first subscriber.
All right, in a while, huh?
No, this is a this is different from a follower.
Oh, it's a subscriber.
Subscriber. Damn. We can get subscribes now. So, Cuckoo's right now is a subscriber. That means he's actually paying us money. That means we need to make emojis now so he can use them.
Dude, that means... oh, man. We got to make this fucking even better. Let's step our game up. Shit. Cuckoos.
I'm crocheting. No, I'm not.
Thank you for your help. We appreciate it.
For sure. Thanks, man.
All right.
But Combo Breaker.
Combo Breaker.
It's a tournament.
Yes.
Usually in the Midwest somewhere. I think this year is going to be in Illinois somewhere at the Scamberg Convention Center in Illinois. Which is not too far away from Chicago, I believe. And that tournament was supposed to be happening on May 22nd through the 24th. But they went ahead and canceled the whole thing, finally. They were trying to hold out for so long to see if things would get better, but it looks like it's not. So they canceled everything. But what's cool about this, though, is that they're letting people decide on whether or not they want a full refund.
That's cool.
Just because these, you know, a lot of these tournaments are held by, you know, individuals, right? By the community itself, not by companies or anything like that. So a lot of that money is lost if they just cancel the whole thing because, you know, of cancellation fees with the hotels or whatever it is, or the convention centers in this case. So that's why a lot of big tournaments have been holding out on canceling because they'll lose a lot of money.
Right.
But I guess Combo Breaker was able to work out something where they're not going to be losing too much. And if you want to support them in some way, then you can opt in to like not get your refund back and to let them keep it so they can use it. I think regardless of whether you keep your refund or not, they're still going to support those players that have signed up and everything by giving you some of the swag that you would have gotten otherwise.
That's dope.
Like commemorative stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, so like a coin or something like that they're going to give away. And like the lanyard that's supposed to come with their badge, I think, is another thing they're supposed to be giving you too. So that's pretty cool, though. Combo Breaker too far away for me to sign up for, but it sounds pretty dope. One thing that they're also doing too, because I think they went on to Twitter and they're asking just fans and people that have been there in the past if they have any like memories that they remember that they'd like to share with other people and to like send in videos and shit like that, right? And that's so they can put together a video that they can play the day that the actual tournament was supposed to be happening on their Twitch stream.
Okay.
So even though Combo Breaker isn't actually happening, they're still going to stream something for us to all watch, whether it be like, you know, highlights from tournament matches or just people that stuff that people sent in, memorabilia, whatever. So check that out still on their Twitch channel when that happens.
All right. That being said, another piece of unfocused news, Justice League Dark. Everyone, I don't know if anyone's following the DC animated movies. Oh, you know, there's one thing I didn't mention in my unfocused week that's kind of connected to this. I watched the first episode of that Harley Quinn animated show that's on DC streaming service. It's supposed to be like the rated R animated one.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fucking good. I was really surprised. There's a lot of, like, you know, whenever there's an Adult Swim style thing with like cussing and nudity and all that stuff, I'm like, they might be too much, you know?
Right.
It was fucking good, man. It was really good. The comedy was on point.
It has all that?
Dude, it has everything.
Damn.
Cussing, nudity, fighting, blood, murder, everything, bro. It's hilarious. It was so funny. I was surprised how funny it was.
It's hilarious.
Dude, it was so good, dude. It was. It starts off with Harley Quinn, you know, like, just, you know, trying to be her own criminal, and then Joker comes in and starts doing his Joker thing, and then he bails on her, and Batman takes her away, you know? And she goes to Arkham, and she's got a fucking, you know, what do you call it? Stockholm Syndrome. She's like, oh, Joker's going to come break me out. He said he's going to break me out in a week. And it's like 6 months later. And Poison Ivy's like, yeah, so you say he's breaking you out, right? He's breaking you out soon? And like all the villains are basically the villains you've seen from the old Batman animated series. And they're all telling her, like, let it go. Even Killer Croc's like, he's not coming back. And she's like, shut up. You know, Harley Quinn's all mad about it.
That's funny.
It's a really fucking funny show, dude.
Almost sounds like Orange is the New Black for some reason.
You know, it does kind of have feels of that. Yeah. That's probably on purpose. And I didn't even think about that, AJ. But, you know, without spoiler, because I'm sure you know, this is just episode one. It ends with her basically doing what she did at the end of what she did in the beginning of the Birds of Prey movie. She emancipates herself and separates herself from Joker to try to make herself her own criminal. And then she ditches the black and red court jester outfit that she normally wears, and she changes her hair to that dyed hair color one that we see in the movies and shit. Which I like that, because in the movies, we never see her in the black and red, like the actual Harley Quinn outfit. Yeah, I never
liked... That one brief moment, you do.
Yeah, for a quick moment, but like...
And Suicide Squad.
Yeah, exactly. There was a quick moment, but I'm like, they should have shown that she did crime in that. You know, she fought in that. Like, that was her outfit for a while. But really, they just made up this Harley Quinn outfit and came out of nowhere.
Yeah, where did that outfit even come from?
Nowhere.
They
just made it.
Oh, wow.
And, but this cartoon...
It was popular, though, because...
It's very... Yeah,
a lot
dude,
of cosplayers do.
You're always rocking it now, right? But, you know, and it even bled its way into the comic books. Like, you see that version in the comics. But this cartoon actually gave me a reason for it. She ripped off the fucking Harley Quinn outfit, threw it away, dyed her hair pink and blue, and then, like, you know, she went for a different feel. And I was like, okay, this is cool. I really liked it. It's really fun, really cool.
That's cool.
But anyway, besides that, in the same feel of the DC animated vibe, so very soon, Justice League Dark, number 2. It should just be Justice League Dark 2, but they've connected it to all the other stuff going on in the animated stuff, and it's Justice League Apocalypse War. And there they'll be teaming up with the regular Justice League and the Doom Patrol and all the DC teams to fight Darkseid on his own planet. And this, as was noted by the creator, said will be the end of the DC animated series for the movies. Now, that's not saying that's the end of the Bruce Timm universe. Because a lot of people were fucking mad and fucking commenting, like, what the fuck, no more DC movies, or, you know, no more of the Bruce Timm shit, you know, the Batman we know.
Yeah. Because
they still make those in, like, every now and then, you know, connected to it, like the old Superman, the old Batman.
Wow.
The Justice League, they still make those movies every now and then. People thought that meant those were gone. No, this means the new wave of comics that started, new wave of DC cartoon movies that started in, I think, 2013 with Flashpoint, all that new 52 stuff, that's coming to an end. So all your Bruce Timm stuff, all your Batman, Superman stuff from back in the day, Justice League stuff, those movies will continue to be made. They'll still make Batman animated movies and stuff like that.
I'm confused.
You haven't been watching them, so no. you won't get it. But anyone who's watching
these... So I'm okay in all this.
Yeah, don't worry. You're cool.
All right, cool.
But anyone who's been watching these new 52 ones that started with the Flashpoint animated movie, this is the finale to that. But yeah, and that'll be coming out really soon. Probably get it first on the DC streaming service, but I'm sure the DVD will be out very shortly. But yeah, so that will be the end of the new 52 animated universe. Not the Bruce Timm Batman We Love universe.
Oh, my bad. This is the news.
All right. That being said, let's go to the next piece of news, AJ.
All right, next piece of news. Okay. No. Animal Crossing, right? Big game that's been out. Mm-hmm. And in the game, after you do all the less necessary stuff, like, you know, build up your tent and make it into a house and whatever other errands you're supposed to do in the game. Eventually, you get to a point where you can start terraforming. And
oh, wow.
You can actually, like, you know, make a river, or you can undo a river, or you can build up a level or like, knock it down a level. You can make ramps up to these upper levels, platforms and all that, these plateaus and all that. So you can do all types of stuff like that, right, later on in the game. So someone actually went ahead and started doing all that crazy shit. And they end up, not on accident, I'm pretty sure it was on purpose, but they replicated a certain map.
Oh, that's on purpose for sure. Is that Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, and I did the wrong screen.
I know that map. I know I've seen that map before. That's Zelda Link to the Past, right?
It was this Link to the Past map.
I knew it. That's dope.
And right
dope.
Here in the bottom, this is the Animal Crossing map. So we actually went ahead and actually make the actual rivers that go around areas and all that, the streams and all that. And I think he put all his villagers on one side of the map, just like in the actual game, where the villagers are on one side of the map right there.
Because the monsters control the other half. That's what it is, right?
I didn't finish Link the Past.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think that's what it was. Like, the monsters have control of this area, and this is, like, held by the people.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I could be wrong. Go on. I think that's what it was, though.
But, yeah, so he went ahead and did a lot of that stuff right here, too, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, so you can get that creative with this game. So that's pretty dope. Makes me actually want to play more. Looking at this map, by the way, too, this upper platform here, this mountain up here, this, for a second, I'm like, oh, this is the Mario World map, but it's not. But there's these two bridges on here, just like Mario World has. And I was like, what the heck? But thinking of that, if I end up getting the game, or Kay, you have the game, go start making a Super Mario World map for me. I want to do Super Mario World.
Oh, that's dope.
Yoshi's Island and then what's the other one? Donut Plains and all that. The Vanilla Dome. Or something like that. But that's kind of what I want to do. Right? That's Star World.
That's Star World, yeah. I remember that was the first game where I ever unlocked a hidden secret, like, by myself, with my own brain, no fucking cheat book or nothing. I found Star World, and I was fucking so hyped, bro.
Yeah, that. How did I end up coming? Oh, I learned a lot of that shit from my cousins.
Oh, yeah?
A bunch of cousins. They always go to a cousin's house, and they always have that game. And they've always, like, have a one level open that you've never been to. You're like, what? Where did this come from?
Where is this? Yeah.
They're like, oh, you got to do this, this, and that. And they're like, oh. I'm like, well, do you know about this? And I'm like, what? Where'd you find that out? But yeah, that's how I found a lot of levels. It's like just from going to different cousins' house, friends' houses. Ooh. Anyways, Animal Crossing. Yeah, this dude. Oh, by the way, this dude that did all this. Actually, never mind. It's a different Animal Crossing story. Never mind. Anyways, that's something that's cool in Animal Crossing.
All right, well, I got an Animal Crossing story for you, too.
Oh, cool.
Recently, they had announced the first special event for Amazon. It was, I'm sorry, for Animal Crossing. It's for the New Horizon game, yep. The one AJ was just talking about.
Yeah.
Now, even though it was announced on April 1st, it's not an April Fool's joke. This is a real thing. Bunny Day. It's an extravaganza that lasts for 12 days to collect a certain amount of eggs, like these special eggs that they're going to be having.
Yeah.
I found a list that tells you exactly how you can find every egg.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll just talk about a couple just to show you that I know what I'm talking about, and then we'll post it somewhere for you guys, probably on the Twitter and the page and the Instagram.
Just the Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, the Twitter for sure. But players can find, for example, one of the eggs is the Earth Egg, and you can find the Earth eggs hidden in the ground marked with an X on the ground. There's also a leaf egg. The leaf eggs can be found on fruitless trees.
The Earth Egg, that sounds like a dig spot, because when you're like walking around, you'll see X's in the ground. You can dig it up.
Dig?
Yeah, that means to dig there is something there, and you usually find like a fossil or some random junk. You can find an egg now.
All right. And then the leaf egg, you can find it on fruitless trees.
So, okay.
Fruitless trees only. And then last one I'll mention for now, the sky eggs can be found floating over the island in special presents.
The balloons, yeah.
Yep, you already know. Okay. So AJ's on top of some of this. I'm going to post it on the Instagram. I'm sorry, on the Twitter.
Yeah, they showed a video for this too, and they show that you can also get them fishing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some places to look. And then like we talked about last week too, by the way, Kay in chat says 85% of the fish seem to be replaced by eggs. So he's probably currently in the event right now too.
He's doing it right now.
Yeah, because this event started yesterday. Yeah, and then you can make a bunch of furniture out of all those as well. So keep those eggs. Don't get rid of them. I know back in the day too, you used to have to turn in these eggs into to the bunny themselves, and they'll. Oh, that's what they're doing. So that he would give you furniture and like a bunch of stuff before. But I guess rather than do that, maybe they're just having you build it yourself now, since crafting is a big thing in the game now.
You heard it here first. Somebody's on top of this. Lucky for me, AJ,
I don't even have the game.
Doesn't matter. You know more than I do. I'm like, dope.
I'm just thinking about this shit right now. I'm pretty sure I need to watch people play, see what they're doing with it.
All right. I'm going to throw one more piece of news real quick. So, Rick and Morty. A lot of people are pissed because, you know, season 3 took forever, came out. Season 4 came out. No, it was great. Oh, okay. People loved it.
Okay.
Season 4 came out, and people were surprised. It came out really fucking fast. And then in December, only half of the season came out.
Half a season?
Yeah, half that of season sucks. 4 came out. People were fucking pissed. You know, like, it's funny because you got something early. You know, you'd think you'd be happy because you got something faster than you thought you'd get. Like, they made us wait like 2 or 3 years for season 3 for Rick and Morty. And then within half a year, season 4 came out, like the half of it.
It was like Korra. Korra did that too, right?
Yeah, Korra did that to us too. We waited a year for one season, and then we had all of a sudden the last two seasons came out,
like
right?
Like back to back, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a month apart or something like that.
Which, you know, we were real happy when that happened in Korra, but Rick and Morty fans are not as happy. They're pretty fucking pissed for these past couple months that's been going on. Well, something that happened a couple weeks ago, we didn't talk about it on Focus because I didn't feel like talking about it yet. But they had a little short special that came out. It was a Rick and Morty Japanese style thing where they were samurais, and it was modeled after the Lone Wolf and Cub manga anime, like basically where a guy has to protect a little child that's his son, you know, like from other assassins and samurais. Rick and Morty has a little fun short about it, all in Japanese, subtitled.
Whoa.
Japanese voice actors, subtitled and everything. Came out, made a lot of people happy, made a lot of people shut the fuck up about season 4 for a little bit. But guess what? They're hitting you with another one. There was a trailer for Rick and Morty Season 4 Part 2. It came out. They announced these last 5 episodes will come out May 3rd.
Oh,
You guys have one more month to wait, and you get the last 5 episodes of your last season of Rick and Morty. Now, a lot of people are happy about that, I'm sure.
What was the reason for the delay?
We don't know. We never know with the Rick and Morty staff. People argue, like, rumor that the reason season 3 took so long was because the creators were arguing about how it should go. They were fighting each other for, like, a year or 2 years about, like, how they were going to do it and where the direction of the story went. And then they kind of confirmed it. They kind of said, yeah, we couldn't get on the same page. And I think the creators are the voice actors.
Oh, wow.
So it's even funnier. Like, you can hear their voices. Like, you can imagine in your mind, like, an argument between the two characters. Like, yeah. Oh, God. Like, it was probably bad, you know? And but they said, yeah, we couldn't get on the same page. But once we did, we were just cranking it out now, you know? But, yeah, so season 4, there is a trailer. You can watch it on YouTube. You can also watch it on Adult Swim. There's a trailer there, too. Same trailer, obviously. They put it onto the announcements during April Fool's Days.
Oh, man.
But this came out on March 31st.
Oh, okay, right before.
So if you weren't paying attention, you might have thought you were being fucked with. But if you were paying attention, you know that this was real. And this came out the day before April Fool's Day.
That's one reason why I didn't want to look up any news either, because I was afraid of how much there might be April Fool's jokes out there. But I'm not sure how much there were. Well, I did see a couple of things, though, that had me wondering. Like MSI, which is a company that makes computer parts and all that. Like my computer right here has an MSI motherboard and all that. So they make components like that. But they've also dabbled into I don't know if they've done this or not. I think they might have made headphones. Actually, I can't confirm that because I don't remember.
I'll confirm it
for you.
But
anyways, one thing I did see that they introduced on Instagram yesterday was a new arcade stick that they're getting into gaming like that. Like, actually have that game stick out there.
You were right. MSI did dabble in headphones.
They did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, I saw that. I was like, wow, that sounds cool. I'm like, wait, it's April Fool's, so maybe this is not true.
Yeah, man. I know, bro. I saw a couple things. Someone had posted to me. Both of the main things I saw were DC related. And the thing that my friend had posted to me, and then immediately he sent me another text, ignore that. Immediately after he sent it, and
it's
it
was like, my bad.
Yeah, basically it was Ben Affleck saying it's never over, and he posted a picture of Batman, and he's like, no, he's like, he's like, ignore that shit. And then I stumbled on one that tripped me out, because I woke up in the morning. You know, I have a news feed that I look at in the morning. Like, it's a bunch of different websites that kind of feed into my same like thing that tells me like these are some things that you might want to know. And one thing that was on there, Zack Snyder signs a multi-picture deal with Marvel. And what? I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Zack Snyder. And then I slowed down. I was like, today's April 1st.
Yeah.
Let me calm down. And I, like, you know, did what you're supposed to do. You look at the article. You look into the details. Where are they getting this from?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Obviously, they did not sign. But yeah. And then it's funny. I did almost fall for one. And I thought it'd be fun to post it because I wanted to know if anyone else would feel it. And it's something actually that I posted on our Twitter. You guys should check it out. Jet Set Radio Future.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's something I posted. I thought about it right before I posted it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to post it anyway because it's fun. And Hideki Naganuma, the creator of Jet Grime Radio, posted this trailer showing Jet Grime Radio is coming to the Nintendo Switch. Part of me didn't believe it, but I wanted to post it anyway because I was like, you know what? I love Jet Grime Radio. Even the idea kind of makes me happy.
Yeah, this came out the day before, though.
Well, he says it's part of the April Fool's Day.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah. I guess he put it out like at midnight or like right at the time, and yeah, it's not real. It's not really happening.
Oh, look at that.
I know. I know. Man. I don't know where he got that. And yeah, he was fucking with us the whole time.
That's what you call it? That's a reference to someone that passed away. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll look into it more, but for every source I can find, this Jet Grime Radio Switch thing is not real.
Damn.
I know, I was so hyped. But, you know, half of me was like, nope, don't believe it. Just wait till you hear a confirmation the next day. Can't find any confirmations today. So I'm like, I'm just going to assume it's not real. Hopefully I get proven wrong, and it does, because everyone who listens to this podcast knows that I fucking love Jet Grime Radio. And I would love for more, and I would love for it to be on Switch. But can that bring me to my last point before we do music of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, go ahead.
You have some news built up, right? One other thing that I discovered on accident while like fucking around with this and like trying to research how real it was and like if it was really going to happen, I found out that there is a game created by people that are huge fans of Jet Grime Radio, and Hideki Naganuma has like posted their shit and like stand behind them saying, oh, their shit's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game that's a parkour style
oh.
of Jet Grind Radio.
Oh.
And it's been a digital game for a while, and it's by PM Studio Store. It's been catching waves for a while.
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, are they the ones that made Mirror's Edge?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were serious. But the game is called Hover. There is a trailer for it. I'll try to post it before this is done because I didn't think to put it on here. But the game looks pretty fucking sick and very stylistic in the same way of Jet Grime Radio. But this game will now be getting a physical copy.
Oh, cool.
So it's a real game now, and it will be for Nintendo Switch.
It was always a real game, too.
It was always a real game. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's a real game for Switch now. But yeah, the physical release is coming.
I hope it doesn't take as long as Skullgirls did for me.
I know. It could, bro. It could. Whenever I think of independent industries like this, it could take that long. Yeah, you got
to
keep that in mind.
It was supposed to come out like in October. It didn't come. Actually, it's supposed to come out before all that, too. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it until February.
Right.
Month ago.
Happens a lot with these independent gaming studios. Like, I hope there's more of them, but I hope they get more funding to make it faster. But anyway, you can pre-order this game pre-order your physical copy. It's going to be $29.99 US, which is really good for a Switch game. All customers who pre-order will receive a $5/17% discount, bringing the game down to $24.99.
Whoa.
There are a total of 5,000 units.
On top of that, we're giving you a coupon for $5 off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. And there's only 5,000 units. So if you are into Jet Grime Radio... Oh, wow. AJ, you're more on point than you thought. EA DICE's Mirror's Edge game. They did that shit, too.
Oh, they did.
I guess some of the people
made a connection.
Some of the people there worked on Mirror's Edge. Dude, you just blew my mind. The fact that you didn't really know that really blows my mind.
But something made sense of what you said when you were saying certain like companies and all that. Like, I wonder if that was Mirror's Edge or not. That's what brought it into mind.
Yes, sir. Mirror's Edge. They are definitely.
So
involved.
My brain knows more than I do.
I guess so. That's usually the case, right?
Yeah.
And it will definitely have some. And as far as artistically, it definitely looks a lot like Jet Grime Radio. Or Jet Set Radio, if that's what you know it as. It even contributed a lot of EDM and hip-hop tracks, a lot of electronic and hip-hop tracks, that's what Jet Grime Radio is famous for, like right. Including electronic, hip-hop, and underground rock tracks.
When you're watching that Jet Grime Radio, I think you're just watching it right now, and there is Jurassic 5 playing in it.
Yes, yes.
Which could be a hint that it wasn't real.
Yes, exactly, because they don't have the licensing to put them in there anymore. Exactly. Ah, you're right, AJ, yeah. That's true. Wow, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, this game looks pretty cool. I'm going to do a little more research into it, and I might just buy myself my own copy. It's called Hover, Revolt of Gamers. Highly recommend the look of it. But let's, I want some reviews. I want to hear what people think about it. I'm going to look into it myself and probably play a little bit of it and see what I think about it. But yeah, that being said, that's the closest thing to Jet Grime Radio you guys are going to be getting anytime soon if you like that. That being said, want to jump into the music of the week? Or you have one more thing you want to throw at us first?
I could throw one more thing real
Do
quick.
Do it.
So Mario has a manga. Remember going through like Little Tokyo, their bookstore and all that? We see that manga once in a while?
Yeah, like, I think where is this from? There was like two or three and we were very confused, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a thing that's pretty popular in Japan, of course. It's called Super Mario-kun.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah. And that manga is finally coming to the West. So it's going to be localized by, I guess, Viz Media.
Okay.
They're going to localize it for us here. And yeah, it's also like it's carefree, child-oriented adaptation of the of various games in the Mario universe and all that.
In other words, not as serious as the Legend of Zelda manga series. That's the moral of the story. Not as serious as the Zelda ones.
And it should be coming out later this year. Viz Media, I believe, has a pre-order thing that you can do if you want to get it. You can pre-order it now, but it looks like it's not going to be coming out until like December, sometime in December this year.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. We're going to get a localized version of that thing, you know, so it will no longer be a mystery to us.
I 100% am going to read the first issue. I'm going to buy it and read the first issue. I want to know what it's like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I still want to get that Super Mario World one that came out in the Nintendo Power.
I know, right? Oh, you know what's funny? I think like 2 years ago, I saw they have a compiled version of that.
You saw it recently, because I was talking about it recently, too.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Never mind.
You just told me about it like a few months ago.
So I did tell you about it. Okay, cool. Okay.
But I've also like known about it forever too, because I saw it at a Barnes and Nobles one night, and I was like, "Yo!" And I was gonna get it. Like, I can get it cheaper if I wait.
Yeah, and you probably can now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like $10 now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That being said, we're gonna jump into the music of the week, guys.
Music power.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're back this week with another Music of the Week, part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir. And this week, this will be the opening of the anime I told you guys about that I just learned about, the Akka anime, ACCA. The song is actually called Shadow and Truth by 1-3 Notes. AJ?
Only 1-3 Notes?
That's the name of the band, 1-3 Notes.
So not 2-3 Notes.
No.
Not even 3-3 Notes.
No. Don't even question them, though.
Shit. All right, my track this week is a track that I thought T used, but I guess not because we discussed it several times.
Thoroughly.
So it'll be my track this week. I don't know where I found this track, but it's a track called Fever by Peggy Lee.
Classic. We'll be back after these messages.
That's right.
Back attackers on the way, flipping around with the card you play. Looking at suspicion for they keep deceiving in. For every minute what you believe is way. Silhouette, conspiracies indefinite. Never fool, gotta stay cool, smoking out the cigarette. Whatever you believe in now, go flip up something every little bit.
Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
And I'm back. My name is AJ Twist, here on Unfocus, episode 255. And also, T is now back as well.
Yes, sir.
And now is our tracks.
Yes, sir. Mine was, again, it was Truth and... Sorry.
Well, mine was Fever by Peggy Lee.
Yes, and mine was Shadow and Truth by 1-3 Notes.
Yeah, the Japanese
J5. The Japanese J-pop. AJ said as soon as we were just talking about Jet Grime Radio just a minute ago, and all of a sudden these guys start rapping in unison at the very beginning. I was like, wow, AJ's so right.
This is totally J-5 right now. What's
Japanese
going on?
Japanese J-5 in effect, bro.
Man. All right, that was our tracks for this week. Don't forget, we have a Spotify playlist if you guys are interested. If you guys want a link. I'm gonna make a chat link for that pretty soon, actually, thinking about it. I wonder if I could do it right now. But I definitely want to, it's on Twitter. So if anyone has Twitter, is following us on Twitter on Focus28, go down back a couple of weeks and you might be able to find it there. I do not have all the things open like I thought I did. Oh no, I do have them open. I am smart. All right. Back in the news though.
You didn't fool yourself. You a slick motherfucker.
I do, for reals.
All right. Yeah. Back to the news. Let's do it.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news.
The news.
What?
All right, AJ, you want to start us off?
As soon as I figure out how to spell Spotify, there you go. All right, so we got Animal Crossing, more Animal Crossing. I knew I had another Animal Crossing story.
Do it.
So there's one dude in China. He's an Animal Crossing player, of course, right? So some other creative things that people are doing in that game. Apparently what he did is you can make your own fabric art and all that, right? So you can make a little design.
Yeah.
And then that could be printed on shirts and all that.
Oh, I think I saw an example of that, but tell me.
So what this dude did was he actually created, I'm not sure what the purpose was. I'm not sure if he makes certain patterns that look dope that he wants to sell to people. But what he did do is he made a pattern that has a QR code on it for his, what was it? Is for his WeChat Pay and for his Alipay. So if you want to pay this guy actual money, you can just scan that QR code out of the game. And you'll be connected right to his pay systems there, and you can give him some money for whatever he's selling. What is he selling? I have no clue.
Huh, okay.
Could this open the door for other potential ways to pay people? Maybe. But I thought that was interesting. That's a way around the system in some weird way, I suppose. I'm guessing he's selling patterns, though. But yeah, if anyone wants to make money out there in some weird way, this might be a way.
This could be your way.
Oh, by the way, Tech in chat was asking, what are you drinking?
Me?
Yeah.
This is Rise Dory. It's a Kolsch beer. To be a Kolsch beer, it has to be made in a certain town in Germany. And basically, it's like a German-style Pilsner, but the best of the best, because they use special ingredients for theirs, and that's what makes it a Kolsch.
Made of actual Germans.
And now this other one that I just started drinking, which is a smaller beer, obviously, because I'm getting to calm down now, is this Yuzu beer. It's a beer made from Japanese lemons, which are way more sour. They're three times as sour as a regular lemon.
Shit.
Yeah, but they only put a little bit. It's not like it's a sour-ass beer. It just has a little taste of that stuff.
That's cool. So they use a piece of a lemon.
Half a little piece of lemon, you know? Oh, yeah. Thank you for taking an interest. All right, some other quick news. Chris Hemsworth has made some announcements.
God, I got it.
Again to me,
calm down.
But, yeah, so...
I'm going to learn one day.
But Chris Hemsworth was talking about...
New month.
I will text you the name of that. I will text you. If you go to Total Wine and Spirits, they'll have it. BevMo will probably have it too. But I'll send it to you after this episode. But other things, there's some news about Thor Love and Thunder. Thor, a.k.a. Chris Hemsworth, you know, that's his other known.
That's his other name.
He says he's already starting his Marvel training again.
It's Chris, in parentheses, Thor Hemsworth.
Mm. Exactly. Chris Thor Hemsworth. That should be his middle name. Yeah. Yeah, so he said he started his Marvel training again to get buffed out.
Oh, shit.
Meaning,
he ain't buff enough.
Thor Love and Thunder. He might not be Fat Thor anymore.
Oh, true.
He might be Buff Thor, you know? Not saying that he actually got fat, but he definitely wasn't putting on muscle for in-game.
He didn't need it.
Yeah, he didn't need to do that.
Nah.
But now he's putting muscle back on. He's like, yeah, I'm getting ready for my next Marvel movie. He also said that very openly, so we don't know what his next Marvel movie will be, if there's one before Love and Thunder. But, you know, we're assuming it's Love and Thunder. Because I'm guessing we're going to see Fat Thor.
Or Guardians. What's supposed to come out first?
Love and Thunder.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're going to see Fat Thor again, even if for a short time. So,
yeah.
But we'll see. Other news about that same movie. Tom Hiddleston got added to the list of actors for Love and Thunder. So Loki may or will definitely be making an appearance of some kind in Thor Love and Thunder. I don't know if that's just a flashback or a cameo. Maybe a parallel version of him that's worthy of holding the hammer. Who knows?
Maybe he'll play Greg.
Maybe. You could be right, AJ. I actually have a personal theory. I was already telling AJ about it. I think Thor Love and Thunder, they mentioned that Christian Bale's the villain and that he's otherworldly. I think he might be Ares, God of War, but let's see what happens. I think it'd be a really cool parallel for Thor 1, but I guess we'll see what they go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the thing. Chris Hemsworth is buffing up again, and Tom Hiddleston will be in Thor Love and Thunder.
You know, speaking of Marvel actors and all that, this week I happened to be on Twitter, and I'm, for those of you who don't know, I'm part Native American, I'm part Navajo, and my family actually lives on a reservation. And so I follow various random res people just, you know, see what's going on around there and all that once in a while. And I happened to see a post that said that Mark Ruffalo was going to be part of some tribal meetings with the Navajo Nation.
Is he part Native American?
I don't know, but what was crazy was that there was like, it was just, you know, a bunch of tribal leaders And just various like random folks and stuff like that on the reservation, kind of just talking about the, you know, the whole COVID-19 situation and all that, and telling the nation, the reservation to, he's an activist. That's true.
Oh, he's an activist. Okay.
Yeah. But pretty much just people telling, you know, the reservation, like, hey, just stay indoors, and you know, here are some things that people are doing to stay indoors and all that, and how are you feeling about the situation? You know, just talking with, you know, online.
Okay.
And try to get, you know, the younger people involved and stuff like that to take care of each other and all that, right? But yeah, Mark Ruffalo was there too with them. And what was funny is because on the reservation, if you're Navajo, when you introduce yourself to somebody, traditionally you introduce yourself in a way where you also give your clans to about yourself, like, okay, my mom's from this clan, my father was from this clan, my grandmother's from this clan, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So kind of your family heritage.
Yeah,
and all
no,
that.
Yeah, you gotta know your heritage. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Which I, because of my heritage, I don't know half of mine. But anyways,
bro, I only know one link in my Native American heritage. Like, there's only one person I can go to that they'll be like, okay, we know who that is. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, go on.
But anyways, yeah. So everyone does that, and usually you say to Navo and all that. And when Mark Ruffalo came up to speak, he said part of his stuff in Navajo, saying his heritage in some way. Which that was
crazy.
What? He spoke it in Navajo. And it's funny because all the people that were there, like, you know, they're kind of like smiling and they're like, oh shit, like, he's speaking Navajo right now? Like, oh, he's kind of just tripping out. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Real quick news. This is kind of breaking news. I just found out about it. Wait, don't you have a sound for that?
Oh shit, we do have a sound for that.
So, Marvel to reveal Iron Man's suit at Avengers Campus, never before seen in the MCU.
Whoa.
Now, I'm going to, I'm not really, this isn't really the news I'm reporting. I mean, that's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to see this at the Marvel's Avengers Campus whenever it opens. It's cool. There's going to be a new Iron Man armor. I'm really more interested in the verbiage, never before seen in the MCU. Does that mean that we will see it? Is there a new Iron Man armor that we'll see for some reason? Or are they just saying that it's something special for this and we'll never see it anywhere?
That's more possible the way it's worded, because if it was worded in the term that you thought originally, the first thought, mm-hmm. then it would be more like appearing for the first time or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Never before scenes means like, yeah, we were going to show it, but it didn't happen.
It says never before seen in the MCU.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that's going to mean... I see it more as like, yeah, we had it in to put into a movie. It didn't work out.
Okay. You could be right about that. I could see that.
But if this said revealing for the first time Iron Man's new suit or something like that, then that's something different.
Is that so different? Now I'm getting... no, I feel like that's not that different of a
words
statement.
Words are hard, man. You know, I don't know.
But
English is hard.
They did say they're not specific as to what it's going to be, but Iron Man will be patrolling the park. And so, you know, just like Spider-Man will be flipping around, Iron Man will be around.
And so, he's going to be hovering over people now.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's how they're going to do it. Maybe he'll be I'm assuming he would be flying or hovering. That'd be pretty cool. But
have you seen those at Universal? They have like the Transformers and the...
Oh, those are awesome. The big ass fucking, like, oh, hell yeah. I saw that Megatron thing. It scared the shit out of me, bro.
Think they do some shit like that with Iron Man?
Oh, that would be dope. He has a Hulkbuster or something.
Oh, Hulkbuster's dope.
That'd be fucking cool. But yeah, we don't know too many details, but they said when Avengers Campus launches, there will be a new Iron Man armor there. If we're going to get outlandish, maybe it'll be Iron Lad or Iron
Heart.
No,
they said Iron Man already.
Maybe.
It'll be Iron Man.
You probably. But we'll see. Yeah. I just find it's very interesting that they had a model they had never used for the MCU that will be used for this.
Yeah.
Does it have a future? Because, you know, the reason I'm thinking about this is because that whole Robert Downey, have you heard about him doubling down on his statement about not coming back to the MCU?
Yeah, I think he talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I was about it somewhere.
That makes me suspicious. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, that's something I just found out recently. Actual news.
Actual news.
News. Well, I mean, not actual. That was actual,
should
I guess.
Yeah.
What's up?
That was good.
Now you're fucking with me. should I go? Or you want to?
Yeah,
I
want to go for it. I got like two more here.
Oh, shit. So let me go for a minute. The new DC show. Luckily, it's already filmed, so we might get it during this quarantine time. Stargirl. Finally, we got a first look at the Stargirl TV show.
Is she related to The Weeknd?
Not quite. That's, you know, they're cousins. It's
okay.
A little different. But, you know, basically the Stargirl show, originally people were not that interested in the idea of Stargirl because she's not that interesting of a character by herself.
Her name doesn't sound that interesting. Is that the Iron Giant background?
Yeah, it's a robot. Oh, not the Iron Giant, but that's a big-ass robot that works with her team. And so after, the original initial, I don't want to say backlash, but people questioning, like, yo, why a Stargirl show? You know, it is a Stargirl show, but it's going to have the whole JSA, the whole Justice League Society of America, which is these characters here. So they are big parts of the show, and this is our first look at them. And I guess at the bottom, those might be the villains. I'm not really sure. I don't know the details. I don't know too much about the JSA. I've never read a JSA comic. But I heard that this is going to be pretty true to the idea of it. It's going to fit more into the idea of the more into the world of Titans and Doom Patrol. But it's not going to fit into the CW world.
What I'm wondering right now is why Tech and Cuckoos think this looks like a bad porn vibe movie, like poster.
I don't see that.
I don't see that.
But I definitely see the corniness in it. Yeah, I get the corniness. I don't see the porn vibe in it.
I don't see the porn vibe at all.
But yeah, it is coming, Stargirl. They are going to do it. Like I said, I'm only going to be... no pun intended with it is coming. But the only thing with this, I have faith in it right away because I didn't believe in the Titans TV show, and it's fucking good. Doom Patrol was amazing. That one blew Titans out the water, and Titans is really good. So I'm like, if these guys are making more, even the one that got canceled, Swamp Thing, is really fucking good, even though it got canceled. So I'm like, I trust these guys who are making the DC shows. So they're making this one. I believe in it. We'll see what's up. Hopefully the first episode doesn't suck. That's how we'll know. Believe it. Other quick news to mention. I had just recently found out about The Simpsons because we've been talking about for a long time. Disney Plus has had The Simpsons as an option. But if anyone remembers from previous episodes or other news, I'm sure you've heard it. A lot of people were real pissed about The Simpsons thing because they never actually put the right ratio of the screening onto it.
Right.
So you're missing some jokes when you're looking at it. There's things that are cut off that are not there that should be there.
So that ratio meaning that it's a box form like old school TV days as opposed to the widescreen 16:9.
Exactly. And so with that being said, there's certain things that are in the shot that are not appearing as they should be.
And that's because Disney Plus decided to zoom in to those square forms to make it widescreen, but then you're missing the top and bottom half of the screens now.
Is that why?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way to fill it in. There's no other way to fill in the screen without zooming in, and then you get that off, like all covered up. But now the top and bottoms are, you know, missing.
In other words, laziness. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we used to do back in the day when we were making AMVs.
That's true.
We want to make it widescreen.
We also were using VHS. I think it's fair. But Disney Plus has announced they weren't fucking with us. They will fix The Simpsons, and it's going to happen soon. They haven't given a date, but they will say it'll 100% be this May. So sometime next month, Disney Plus said they will correct The Simpsons. And it will come out the way that it was supposed to have come out. We don't have a day, like I said. So just hold your breath. Or maybe don't hold your breath.
Yeah, maybe don't.
But they said May. So I feel like Disney wouldn't quite say something like that when streaming is all they have right now unless they really knew. So I think we can believe in them. I don't think that's bullshit. But, you know, I guess we'll just see what happens with that. AJ, you got something for us?
Yeah. Oops, we're still on the Stargirl thing. My bad. PSO. Fantasy Star Online. Like, what does PSO stand for again?
Fantasy Star Online
2. You were just talking about that earlier, right? So apparently, right now there's a beta out for Xbox One right now and all that. And apparently, there might be like this group chat functionality within the game, and Sega really wants you to use it. So to kind of persuade people into using it, they are offering a Mag Evolution device.
Oh, wow. A Mag Evolution device. What does that mean?
Oh, okay. I was hoping you knew what that means. Apparently, Mags are these little star increasing pets.
Oh, the little pets from Fantasy Star Online. They power you up and give you effects and shit, things to do.
That's what they do. Yeah. I didn't know.
They give you elements. Sometimes they give you let's say your attacks don't have fire behind them. They can give you a fire element.
Oh,
they can give you
cool.
an extra ability.
Sometimes they'll
kick out an item.
Nice.
Yeah, they're like little pets that float behind you when you're playing Fantasy Star Online.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it took a second to jog my memory, but yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, what Sega's doing is if you end up using the group chat functionality within the game, that little pet thing that hangs above you will turn into a Puyo Puyo.
What?
Yeah. So then you can have a little Puyo Puyo hanging. And Puyo Puyo is a game. It's a puzzle game. And you drop these little... It's like, imagine Tetris, only not so much like Tetris. And rather than blocks, you have these little jelly-shaped little things with eyeballs on them. And that's what you play the game with, and you got to combine different colors. Those Puyo Puyo, they're called Puyos. So, yeah, you'll have a Puyo Puyo.
Damn, Puyo Puyo working its way into everything, huh?
Well, Sega is Puyo Puyo. Puyo Puyo is Sega. And so is Phantasy Star Online, so that makes sense. And this is happening from now until April 14th.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be a limited offer.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
But, yeah, so I thought that was an interesting little combination, bringing Puyo Puyo into the, you know, the realm of... everything in some way. I don't know.
All right. Other quick news to mention. The creator of Shazam, the movie, his name is David F. Sandberg. He's in a lot of big-time movies. I guess he's been bored because...
Haven't we all?
Yeah, exactly. Because of the whole quarantine, he put out a horror short film. Whoa. I didn't even know the guy who made Shazam would have a horror short film. But it's called Shadowed. He made it the whole thing on with Twitter, on Twitter. I don't know how that fucking works, but that's what he says. I'm sorry. No. He will explain how he did it all on Twitter. My mistake. He didn't make it on Twitter. He said he'll explain how he made the whole thing on Twitter. So you can follow Shadowed if you like. It's also available on YouTube. It's only over 3 minutes, like three minutes and 30 seconds, I think. It's a cool, creepy-ass fucking horror short. I myself haven't watched it yet, but apparently a lot of people are liking it. I'm going to watch it probably after this. I just think it's pretty cool that more horror shit's coming out in this time.
Is this a good time for horror shit?
You know, bro. We're in the horror mode. As a matter of fact, there's a trailer for the sequel to Train to Busan. And if anyone loves or knows the movie Train to Busan, it's one of the best zombie movies ever made. It's a Korean movie. It's on Netflix. You can watch it right now. And there's even an animated short that tells you the prequel of it on Amazon Prime. And there's a trailer that just came out today for the sequel to Train to Busan, made by the same guy. Something worth checking out. But yeah, pretty cool. If you're in the horror vibe, that's something to check out. Another quick piece of news I want to mention. Disney did something really weird on the Disney Plus recently. For some reason, they added some icons. And usually when they add icons, like, you know, little character notes you can make yourself for your Disney Plus, like everyone has like an avatar or a little character mark.
Right.
They added some new icons. And the weird thing about these icon ads is the timing. They've added icons that look exactly like the Marvel X-Men series from the animated series in the 90s.
Ooh.
There's Professor X, Magneto, Cyclops, Wolverine, Rogue, Storm, Beast, Gambit, Jean, and Jubilee, which are the main characters from the original X-Men series. So they added these icons there with their old school style and everything confirmed on them. And a lot of people think this isn't happening for nothing. They think this because the X-Men animated series has been on the Disney Plus for a long time. So you would, since the launch, actually. So you would think those icons would have came out right away, right?
True.
And they usually only announce add new icons when something's about to come out or something has just come out that's new for them.
Huh.
To like make you interested, you know?
Right.
So everyone finds it very weird that all of a sudden these X-Men icons are here, and it kind of points back to some news we gave last year that the creators of the X-Men animated series were talking to Disney and Feige about making a new X-Men animated series that would continue the one from the 90s.
Whoa.
Yeah, they said they already have like a good amount of the voice cast that already wants to do it. So they've mentioned that they kind of got it on lock. They want to do it. They want to make it. They said they were going to go to Disney and talk about it. And this was, I believe, November or December. So that's been about 4 months of deliberation time. So maybe we might be getting more X-Men animated series stuff. This is all theory. This is all me guessing. But just from the timing of that and that they've never released icons without any media coming out with it, maybe they're thinking about it or maybe they're about to do it. So just something to think about, something to keep in mind. Or maybe, you know, maybe they're testing the water for a future X-Men movie. And, like, you know, they want to see how many people are, like, really into it right now.
Or that, yeah. I have no clue.
Yeah, I have no clue either.
That theory's true, though. That sounds pretty dope.
Yeah.
I want to check it out.
I just wanted to connect it to some old news. AJ?
All right. My last piece of news, really.
Go for it.
Pokemon Go. So Pokemon Go is a game on your mobile device that you use to, you know, well, you play it when you're outdoors and you get to explore the world. And in the game, though, you get to see Pokemon wherever you go, right? You walk across the street to a park, you see a Pokemon there. You leave it, you don't see that Pokemon no more, right?
Right.
Also, in the game, you have Pokestops and gyms and all that, right? So if you're, like, again, at a park or maybe at a mall or something like that, there might be a gym there where you can, like, battle other people's Pokemon that they left there. And you can leave your own Pokemon there, too, right? And in Pokestops, you can spin them, right? You walk by somewhere, there might be a certain statue or, I don't know, a tree, who knows? And it has a Pokestop related to it in the game. You spin it, you get items. That's what Pokemon Go is, right? We all know this. But what sucks right now is that we're told to stay indoors, so we can't even go and play right now. and then especially, like, gyms. Like, you can go and catch Pokemon still, and Niantic has did something with the game where you can... They ripen up the spawn areas away from everyone else. So even if you're just sitting at home, you can still, like, you know, see Pokemon spawn and all that. And they also offered a, it was like a 5-coin item. It's a gift box, really. And it has, like, I don't know how many incense that you get. And these incense, if you turn them on, for 30 minutes, you'll get an increased rate of Pokemon that spawn around you. And so they gave you those practically for free. But since we can't go outside... or we shouldn't, gyms are, like, kind of out of the question right now, right? So you can't go to a gym right now. So what they're doing to help with that is they actually doubled the distance at which you can reach a gym. So if there is a gym nearby you, you know, as long as you're, like, in kind of a range of it, you might be able to hit it. I know there's a gym not too far away from us here. I wonder if I can reach it.
I feel like it's right near that park, right?
It is in the park, yeah.
It's in the park, right?
It's in the park there. Where's my Pokemon Go at? There's that. That's the closest gym to me, and it is far for me to reach. I'm way too far away from it. I literally got to go a whole block down, almost two blocks in a way, just to reach it. But, yeah, if anyone's nearby a gym or I guess in a way to increase the social distancing thing, they expanded the radius at which you can activate a gym so you can actually... reach it. What? Why did I get signed out of this? That's crazy.
All right.
Anyways, yeah, if anyone still plays Pokemon Go, check that out.
All right. My last piece of news has to do with Fate Stay Night. So if anyone's ever seen the anime Fate Stay Night, it's the series about legendary heroes being summoned by magicians to fight in a war. And basically, you know, you can bring anybody. King Arthur, Hercules, anybody who's a legendary hero, you can bring them back to life and, like, use them as your servant. And have them fight for you. And there's a new one that was just made apparent to me by, I believe it was Cuckoos last week. I didn't even know about this. It's a new one called, I think it's a manga right now. It's called Fate Type Redline. The reason I think this is interesting for InFocus is because I think you're going to like this, AJ. It's about a regular guy. Doesn't know shit about the Fate shit, about the Holy Grail War. Mm-hmm. He gets sent back in time to ancient feudal Japan to one of the first Holy Grail Wars. And so he's forced to be a master in this. And he summons Saber. And you know who the Saber is this time? Okita.
Wow.
From the Shinsengumi.
Yeah.
The young boy.
Yeah.
Look.
That's crazy.
He's wearing a Shinsengumi cloak. Yeah, he is. So I was like, this is why I was like, AJ's got to hear about this. They summoned Okita as the fucking Saber. And I was like, oh, that's sick. So he's using samurai style. And it's the little, if anyone's ever seen Rurouni Kenshin or knows any Japanese history, Okita is the leader of the first Shinsengumi squad, and he's actually a 15-year-old child. Supposedly he was so good he could keep up with the adults, and he was given his own squad to run. And that's the main...
he was also sick.
He was also very sick. He was dying of a disease, yeah. I think that's how he died. I think he died of a disease in the end. And it's crazy because this is going to feudal Japan, so they got other things. Like, the rider is Sakamoto Ryoma, which is another famous samurai. Oda Nobunaga is the archer, and that's someone who's like a shogun from ancient Japan around that same time. It was pretty fucking cool. There's no anime for it yet. I just thought it was really cool. Really cool ass idea. To answer Tech Skater, yes, I have seen Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel. I've seen the first movie and the second movie. We talked about last week that the third movie is just going to be aired in Japan, so I can't see that one yet. That's the one that's probably going to give them all the new coronavirus because they're all going to fucking watch it in the theater for some reason. But yeah, But no, I don't really fuck with the Fate games, to answer your question, Tech. The only one I've ever played was the very first Fate Stay Night fighting game on the PSP. That's it. That's the only one I played. Otherwise, I only watch the anime. And I love the idea of this one being made in anime because I love feudal Japan. I love Kenshin. And this will actually capture a lot of characters that are in Kenshin but in real life history. So I thought it was really cool. Fate Type Redline. Very cool manga. You guys should check it out yourself. And yeah, if you're a fan of Fate, it's going to be worth it. If you've never seen Fate, I highly recommend you go on Netflix and watch Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works. It's amazing. And that's the end of my news this week.
I'm done too.
All right, for a future Unfocused week, in my case, I'm definitely going to be playing more Undertale. We're probably going to do some salmon runs shortly after this. I have been researching the Watchmen book for a video that I will be putting out not too long from now, hopefully, and it'll be connecting to the Watchmen TV show that came out on HBO, as a matter of fact. Otherwise, I'm going to keep reading V for Vendetta. I think I'll be done by the next Unfocused podcast. And more Tekken, more Soul, and more Super Smash Brothers. That's the main thing. I want to play more Super Smash Brothers. But yeah, that's my idea for Unfocused Week. And I'll finish Castlevania. I will finish Castlevania 100% before the next episode. AJ?
So April 8th is when... Oh, let me get off the screen. Is when... what should we call it? Comes back. High Score Girl.
Oh, shit. April 8th?
On Netflix, yeah. So we're finally getting that back in the U.S. Netflix, or maybe on Netflix in general. I don't know. But yeah, that comes out next week. So definitely want to check that out. And then Steven wants to play Smash, actually. So
let's do it. Yeah, we're playing Smash right now. Let's do it. I mean, not right now, but, you know, soon.
And then more sewing, I guess. I don't know. Right now, I'm trying to log into Pokemon Go. Apparently, it kicked me out, and I do not remember my password right now.
Ain't that a bitch.
I only get 4 attempts.
So that sucks.
I have 2 more attempts. I have like 8 different passwords that are possible, and I'm like, I don't know which one of these passwords it is.
You know, I think at this point, now we're so old, you should make a legend.
I do, but I haven't made one for this one yet. Yeah.
Okay, no comp.
Anyways, what else is there to do? Just try to play. Oh, that's what I wanted to do. So, you need a password book. I do have a password book. I just don't have Pokemon Go in that book right now. I just checked it right now. I was like, shit, it's not in here. Anyways, GameCube. I want to play, and the reason why the GameCube is involved is because I want to play Golden Sun.
Ooh.
I actually have time, right? So I might be able to do it.
That's true.
I want to cast it if I can, and the only way to cast it is if I do it on the Game Boy Advance player that connects at the bottom of the GameCube. However, the GameCube I have cannot read disc for some reason. It's freaking weird.
Oh, no. You and I definitely talked about this. We tried to make it work. We kind of got it working for a while, and then it fucked up again.
Sometimes, and with the Game Boy player, there's a certain disc you need to put in, and it needs to read the disc real quick, and then you can start using the Game Boy player, and then it doesn't use a disc at all. And sometimes the GameCube will read the disc long enough to get through that part, and it'd be good, but sometimes it just doesn't read it at all. So I need to go look for the GameCube, and I looked it up online the other day, and there's 2 ways that I can fix it. One would be a simple one, clean the lens. You know, just a little bit of alcohol, a little Q-tip trick.
I'm sure you tried that before.
I don't think I tried that yet on the GameCube, though.
Okay.
But I will try that, and if not, then I have to deep dive into it. I need to open it up and crack it open, and there's a potentiometer inside of it.
Yeah, dude, that's the problem. Because remember, mine was the first GameCube to stop working. Remember, you out of all of ours, my shit slowed down. That's what it is. It's that thing. It's not keeping it running like it's supposed to.
No, it's not that. It's the laser. There's a potentiometer to increase how strong that laser is. And it's an actual little knob that you can twist inside of the GameCube. But you got to be careful with it. Because if you do it too much or too little, you can either fucking ruin it or it's not going to work at all. So, in order to make it work and get it right, you have to have I have this thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's a thing where you test leads and all that to see if there's a connection. You can see how the voltage and all that.
Yeah.
A meter type of thing. I have one of those, so I can easily do this and see what the voltage is that's going through it and make sure I get it cranked to the right spot. So I can do this. I just need to open it, and I'm not sure because Nintendo is weird with the type of screws they use to open their systems.
Yes, they are.
So I don't know if I have the right tool to open it up. That's the only issue right now. Other than that, I can do it. I'm pretty sure I can do it. So that's going to be my next adventure right now. Yeah, voltage meter. Thank you.
Voltage meter, something like that.
That sounds like a more correct name than what I came with. but yeah, so I'm going to do that, hopefully, and see if I can get that working. And just overall, just working as a GameCube. So that's one thing I have in mind to do. Other than that, I did my Dragon Zord model last week. And I have this other... What is this? The Ninja Megazord one that I want to do, so I might crack that open later on.
Okay. Oh, the Ninja Megazord?
Yeah, that guy right there.
Damn.
So I might put that together. I'm not sure if I want to paint it, though.
Where Titanus at?
Dude, Titanus is expensive, but I want Titanus, man. Titanus is like $160.
What? Yeah. $160?
It's motorized, so it's the same one
it's
that...
It's motorized?
Yeah. So it's the same one that works with those guys up there, so I can put them all together.
You can link them.
I can all link them up together.
So you can have that super hyper Megazord where they all fucking, oh.
Could do all that. But he's motorized too, so you put a couple batteries in him, and he actually fucking rolls, and the fucking arms move, or his like cannons move too. With
them. Damn.
Yeah. But it's $160.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
And it's just for, like, if it was the complete Megazord, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But it's just fucking one.
It's Titanus, like... He's actually the most useless Zord out of all of them. Like, you really want me to pay that much for him?
And what's funny is, too, because fucking Steven says the old toy was like that, which is true.
That's true. The old one was more than all the other shit.
Was he that expensive, though?
He was. He was more expensive. I remember because I had Dragon Zord. I had the White Tiger shit.
Yeah, the White Tiger.
I had the Megazord.
Yeah.
I wanted Titanus, and my mom said no. Because that shit was expensive.
I can never find it either, though.
Dude, and there was only certain Toys R Us that had it. You're right.
Yeah.
The one on Sherman Way had it.
Yeah, I've seen it there a couple times.
But the other Toys R Us I went to, they didn't have it. I remember they were like, yeah, if you want Titanus, you have to like put a request that you wanted it because everyone was going to that branch, you know? Like that's so funny. You just brought memories back right now.
I remember seeing Titanus once, and then my grandfather saw it, the price was like, no. I was like, fuck.
The Thunder Zords. I forgot about the Thunder Zords.
Yeah, I have a I want a model of the Thunder Zord. That'd be sick. The fucking dragon and all that.
Yeah,
but
the
I just have the ninja.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's a plan that I got here. And then just the usual Soul Calibur. Maybe try to get some Tekken, some more Smash, definitely some more Splatoon. I want to get another match in with my niece because I noticed she's been playing. I like now she's on my friend list and all that. I see her pop on and play Splatoon once in a while. She's also playing Fortnite too. I was like, wow, you're playing
Damn,
Fortnite?
She's serious.
Yeah. So maybe get a couple matches with her pretty soon. It's funny, too. My sister actually hit me up, and she was asking, like, what was those cookies we used to eat back in the day that had the filling inside of it? It was, like, chocolate or strawberry filling in it. Like, the koala cookies? I'm like, I don't know what they're actually called. I always call them just koala cookies. I have no clue what they're called. I looked them up, and I sent her a picture. It's like, yeah, these are the ones. I'm like, yeah, I get these all the time.
I was trying to remember the name. I can't remember it either.
Koala March is what I found.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, Koala's March.
Wow, I didn't even remember that.
The other one is that they had these panda ones that are out now called Hello Pandas.
Yeah, I know about those, but the koala ones I remember.
It's called Koala Cookies. I don't know.
Yeah, damn, Koala March, huh? Really?
Yeah, I never
remember
the name.
That's fucking weird. I don't remember that name.
I don't remember that name either.
All right, guys.
99 cent store. Interesting. Anyways.
That being said, guys, thank you for joining us for Unfocus episode 255, and we will see you next week. Cuckoo, special thanks for subscribing. We appreciate
it. That's for sure, man. All right, and we'll see you guys next week or in a couple seconds.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!